from Atlanta. This is the Adult Swim Podcast. Tonight, the Adult Swim Summer Showdown continues with The Halfening. We went from 64 shows to 32. You voted via the AdultSwim.com Instagram stories. The results tonight. Joining us, our guest, the esteemed Casper Kelly. Mr. Casper Kelly. You know him
from
Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. You know him from Too Many Cooks. You know him from Stroker and Hoop. Among other things, thank you, sir, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. And let's see if any of my shit survived the halfening.
Last week, we cut 64 to 32.
Do you know if you've survived it into the 32 yet, Casper?
I don't. I'm on tenterhooks.
What shows are yours here in the brackets?
The main ones are Your Pretty Face and Stroker and Hoop, which I'm not holding out much hope for. But also, I've written for Squids, Aqua Teen, and Birdman. Rooting for those. And I love all of them. So we'll just see what happens.
Are there shows in this tournament that you dislike? Hot question.
You know, this is tough. I do have opinions, but I might get jobs from these people one day. So I got to be careful, Matt.
Don't throw them under the bus.
Don't throw anyone under the bus, because the wheels on the bus go round and round, even if they're grinding you into the ground. That's what my mom would say.
I will try to be positive, but also entertaining. I'm going to try to Joe Pera it tonight and not dish any sauce. But as I'm drinking the sauce, I probably will.
Is it a default perspective to feel love? Can you love some shows and dislike shows actively, or can you just sort of ignore them? You don't feel like you have to say bad things about them? Do you just not watch them? What's your approach?
Yes. I think as I've mellowed, I used to hate things with a white hot hatred, and I still do sometimes, but now I'm like, everyone's trying to do their best.
The hard job.
It's so hard to get anything through. You guys probably watch Development Meeting. All those cool shows getting pitched. Most of them don't get made.
Yeah.
So it's a minor miracle if anything gets made.
So we should be celebrating all these shows.
We should.
From Apollo Gauntlet to Salt of the Moment to Ballmasters to Beef House, from Lucy, Daughter of the Devil to Mike Tyson's Mysteries.
Well, Matt, let's start seeing which of these lovely, beloved shows we have to say goodbye to because
the results
rules
are in.
Let's start looking at results.
Walk us through the numbers, the rounds. Where are we?
We're in the top left corner of the West bracket. We're going counterclockwise.
How many shows are
64
there?
Shows. This is the Grand Reckoning's voting patterns. The first one we're going through is Robot Chicken versus Apollo Gauntlet. You ready to start getting through this, boys?
Yeah.
Yes.
All righty. Yes. Looks like Robot Chicken took the win. With a percentage results victory of 82% over 18% for Apollo Gauntlet. Thoughts, guys?
Everyone knew Robot Chicken was going to win that.
It was one of our heavy hitters. The next one in this elimination six period. Mama Called Me Sheriff versus Dream Corp. Mama Called Me Sheriff considered a different show than Mr. Pickles.
Casper?
How many eps of that were there? I thought that was a pilot. Was that a season?
Who knows?
Do we have a researcher on the show?
We don't. I don't work here. The winner was Dream Corp LLC, though, with 73% of the vote. Maybe because Mama Called Me Sheriff isn't even a show. It's just a pilot. We're smiling,
friends.
You know
what? It's still got 27%, which is pretty awesome.
Not bad. Joe Pera versus Delocated. Now, you said you were going to be like Joe Pera tonight.
I love me some Delocated. I love John Glazer. This is tough. This is like choosing between parents. These are my parents. I don't know if I revealed that yet.
Well, I'm very glad you were raised in a progressive home.
So am I guessing? I'm going to guess Joe Pera. It's the current show.
You're right.
What's the ratio, though? I'm going to bet it's sort of
69. Nice. Just not as close as you thought.
That's a little body for a Joe Pera show. Joke.
As a reminder, 64 shows in these brackets were selected based on a cumulative ranking of digital and linear performance provided by our research department. Does not include anime shows we acquire and one-off specials.
Let's keep going.
Very official.
So were there some, do we have more than 64 shows? Like, were there some shows that
Yeah, didn't quite make the cut. Family Guy, Children's Hospital.
No, I mean like originals that didn't quite make the cut. They weren't in the top 64. Or was this everything?
There might be a couple. There might be a couple.
Super Jail versus 12-Ounce Mouse.
Oh, that's tough. That's too
right.
Cult beloved.
Now, I don't want to spend too much time deliberating over these ones since
they're already eliminated. Okay, let's just get through it. I'll shut up.
No, but Casper, you give me quick thoughts. Quick thoughts on these ones because then we can deliberate more on the other ones.
12-Ounce, they're coming out with some new ones, so maybe 12-Ounce. But I'm terrible at predicting.
Sorry,
yes, look, I am.
Super Jail.
Wow.
With 68%.
Terrible guess.
Terrible guess. Your bracket's out. We have Bedtime Stories versus Hot Package. Already we're seeing Bedtime Stories 1, Hot Package out. The percentages are this, 86 to 14%.
Wow, blowout.
Mm, yeah.
A bedtime blowout.
Doesn't mean the show's better. That's what people pick for a lot of reasons.
Mr. Pickles versus Saul of the Mole Men. One's a cartoon dog, one's a real man.
This has got to be Pickles. I'm putting it all in on Pickles.
Your ham's on the Pickles. It was 75 to 25.
Go. 3-1.
Ballmasters versus Xavier. Now, this one's tough.
Xavier, with a recent commencement speech, might have won some new fans.
All right, Matt. There it goes. New fans.
Boom.
Xavier, but a very
wow.
close.
Oh, a squeaker.
That one's a squeaker.
That might need to recount.
And no, because it's digital, and digital is always right. This is Beef House versus NTSFD's DUSUVs. Two live-action programs. You're going for beef? Why is that? You're right, but why?
It's current, and Tim and Eric has a long – well, I guess they both, but Tim and Eric has a long storied history with the network, but not much of a blowout there.
We've moved into the Southern Quadrant. Decker versus Tigtone. I thought Tigtone had it, but Decker took it. Proud of Decker. I like both those shows, but I'm really...
Wow, yes. I like them both, too.
This is a fat guy stuck in the internet with Frankenhole. Fat Frank stuck in the hole, almost would say.
One of the first live-action shows on the network.
And the other one's Fat Guy Stuck in the Internet.
Was that before Tim and Eric? Or no?
No.
Okay.
Any thoughts?
Frankenhole.
Yeah, you're right. Right as it popped up. Frankenhole takes it with 52%. Another
close,
squaker,
yeah.
though. Another squaker.
I think in general, animation will beat live action.
Really?
This is my guess, yes.
Lucy Dotherdell beats Minora Team with a solid 75%.
Handily.
Another 3-1 situation. Oh, C-Lab beating King Star King. Any guess on the numbers, guys?
I'm going to say 82 to 18.
79 to 21.
Oh, very good. Very good, Matt.
Sorry, I was interrupted mid-thought stream. Got a text. Max, I have so much creme brulee. Do you want to come over and eat one tomorrow night?
Who's that from?
Yes.
The governor?
That's from Mike Pence.
Oh, the vice president. Wow. Popular guy.
Black Jesus versus Tim and Eric. Awesome show. Great job.
This is awesome show. This is a no-brainer for awesome show. I mean, Black Jesus is a great show, but.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not a time to test your theory of live 79. Action versus cartoon. 66.
No. Mm.
Good showing for Black Jesus, though.
Mike Tyson's Mysteries
none
versus...
seriously in chat says, Tim and Eric Family is killing it right now.
Well, will Cartoon Family kill it? Yes. Casper, you're right. Looks like Mike Tyson won that one with 74%. It's a pretty solid victory. Our
F
next
Dodge
one...
Tim and Eric suck. Huh.
Now, here's your big one, Casper.
Uh-oh. Eagle Heart's a damn good show.
Let
oh, my God.
You.
It's so well written. I'm like, I don't know if I can do that.
Let's see what happens. You won it.
Oh,
cool.
With 77%, Casper.
That's a blowout. How do you feel?
I feel great because I love Eagle Heart, so I feel very flattered right now.
Yeah.
Thank you, voters.
Squidbillies versus mostly for millennials. I think.
Oh, yeah, this is Squid.
It's a national show, right?
Squidbillies.
Yeah.
I've been watching so many.
It's
84.
On its 31st season.
31st?
Yeah.
Wow. That's more than me. Drinky Crows versus the Aqua Tweens. Definitely going to be Aqua Teen, no
it's
matter
really
what.
It's really not fair. There should be a... Mm.
Yeah, well, we have to think about it for next
year.
Oh,
wow. That's the biggest blowout yet.
Biggest blowout yet. Aqua Teen, of course.
Drinky Crow is a good show, though. Full
Frisky
show.
Dingo Ooh. Versus Black Dynamite, the second show that starts with black.
I'm going to go Black Dynamite, although I love Frisky Dingo.
Wow. Why
probably
are you
the best
Black Dynamite?
Probably the best pilot I've ever seen.
You
were right. I don't know. Just a feeling. I don't know if people remember Frisky Dingo. They should.
It's got a 36. That's not bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We're on the Eastern Quadrant now. Let's see what
we
the next
can never
show
go
is.
Back to Arizona.
Boondocks versus your other
okay,
show.
Okay, Boondocks. This is, yes, I'll just bend over and take it hard.
Take the boon
8%.
Dick.
How hard?
90 to
10%. 10%. All right. I beat my own expectation. That's good.
Assy McGreef versus.
Come on,
speaking of bending over and taking it hard.
Oh, Assy.
The brack takes
15,
it in the
ass. Nice.
Oh, Assy got spanked.
Oof. Off the air versus China Illinois.
Off the air and a million
off
one.
The air.
Come on.
I do like China Illinois though, but maybe
I do.
Know,
oh yeah,
my
that's
generation.
Fantastic.
Get out of here.
It's probably my generation,
compare.
Matt. Eric Andre versus Tropical Cocktails Cop.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Andre, baby.
That's, it is Andre, and honestly,
I bet
guys,
the 401k on that.
This is the biggest blowout of the
wow.
whole group, 93-7%.
Yeah.
People love their Andre.
Laser Wolf versus Hot Streets shows a Laser Wolf victory. Hmm. But it's a close one. Both relatively new shows. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Steve Brule's Check It Out versus
wow.
Home Movies.
Great
I think
shows.
This is two. We
this
were
might
also,
go Brule. This might break my animation rule.
Max,
although I love Home
Movies.
Don't release it yet.
An interesting comment last week was that modern people are turned off by the squiggle vision.
Interesting. Yeah, that's what Kim said.
They can
said,
all
right?
go to hell. Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
It's pretty close. 59% wow. to
it
41%.
Is. But the animation beating live action theory holds.
It does hold. Tender Touches versus Squidbillies.
Oh,
just kidding.
Here.
The jellies. I saw this
I
already.
I got to think it's the home court advantage. Home court advantage here.
Thank you. Thank you. But it's very close.
Is that one of the closest ones?
No, we saw 51-49, I think. Oh. Hard Nolan versus Hartshe.
Oh. Ooh, that's one.
That goes to horror.
Ah!
It's funny
the first
that,
live action to beat animation that I think.
Now, some people don't know, this was randomly decided with a video game with an eyeball shooting things, Casper, that was like randomized. I had a former intern make this video game for us.
You mean the voting contest. Or the combinations?
The combinations.
The matchups.
Just
okay.
to try and make
the
it somewhat
were
fair.
All random.
Because a lot of people shout, oh, that's rigged or not fair, or like, you know, but we were trying to make it random in some ways, except for four top rated shows we put in different corners.
Got it.
I think it's interesting that Hard Nolan and Hartshe Holler are against each other. I don't know. It's
they sound the same?
Because they sound the same.
Can I pause 1 second?
Yes,
these are
can.
All shows that I don't think could be anywhere else. I hate to be a shill for Adult Swim, but God bless them.
Fuck you.
I don't think any of these shows would get greenlit anywhere else.
Well,
none
what
of
about
them.
ABC?
Weather Channel?
Yeah, Weather Channel.
Okay, you got me.
What about FX?
FX.
What about Fox's ADHD?
Wow. Harvey Birdman.
Versus Venture Brothers.
Well, yeah, this is... Harvey Birdman's awesome. But, I mean, come on, The Venture.
You're right.
Those are all people that are on the internet and they're voting.
It's going to be close.
Both kind of lampoons of Hanna-Barbera properties, some literal,
you're right.
some not. 61%, though, to Venture Brothers. A little closer than I thought it might be. I do
not
love Harvey
animation.
Birdman. Metalocalypse versus The Shivering Truth, a newer show.
Oh, man.
Now, another Shivering Truth one. Live action, Casper?
No, it's animated.
Okay.
But Metalocalypse, I think any Reddit I've ever done, any AMA I've ever done has always been bring back Metalocalypse.
Now,
so.
Here's a personal sex question. How many EMTs have you done?
Done meaning
sex. I lost count.
68%
wow,
of them.
Lost count.
Neon Joe Evangelion versus Moral Oral, another live action show.
I'm going to say Moral animated, but I love Neon Joe.
It
had
is,
a comic
it
book.
Does go to Moral. Let's see how close. 74 to 26.
Oh,
one of our wider gaps. Is that a blowout? What's the numbers for a blowout? Tom Goes to the Mayor versus Space Ghost.
I think anything over 75 is a blowout. 3-1.
Well, 74
Come
then.
Come on, Space Ghost better win this. I'll be pissed.
I suspect Space Ghost, yes.
Tom looks more like a ghost, though, than Space Ghost in some ways. It goes to Space Ghost for legacy reasons, 81% to 19%.
I think over 75 it's a blowout.
Mongo's Wrestling Alliance. Mongo's. versus Loiter Squad.
Mongo Wrestling Alliance. Get the name right.
Mongos. Now, this might be the first time your rule's broken. It goes
second
to Loiter
time,
Squad.
Yes. Well, yeah.
What was the other time?
Yes.
Because no, Home Movies beat Dr. Steve Brewer.
Archie Holler.
Archie Holler beat Hard Nolan.
Hard Nolan, yeah.
You're right. And then the last one, Perfect Hair versus Rick and Morty.
Oh, no brainer. Perfect Hair. Listen, Perfect Hair is like 10 Rick and Morty's. And
sometimes, yeah.
Perfect Hair was closer, I think, and winning when it was just on the AdultSwim.com Instagram. But when it switched over to the main Instagram, unfortunately, Matt, Rick and Morty, for some reason, won with 74% of the votes.
Not a blowout.
Yeah, not a blowout.
You said the last 74
your own.
Was
I said
a blowout.
75.
Yeah, but you said, but it was. So this is the bracket as we have it now. Let's take a call. You're on the line with the Summer Showdown. We're looking at the bracket as it stands now. What's going on?
How's it going? I still think Aqua Teen is going to win.
I think you might be right. What's your argument for that, sir?
They need a comeback, and everyone loves them. I had all the seasons back in the day, and then I kept getting the other ones. And I know so many other people that know that as the number one show that whenever I talk to them about Adult Swim. So besides the New Age Rick and Morty kids, which I think is going to be the second.
New Age Rick and Morty kids.
Well, it's only like what? Four, is it three or four seasons?
Casper, what do you think?
That's a tough one. How many of these voters are what is the age? Do you have an age breakdown of the voters?
Tonight's guest is Casper Kelly. If you're just
what I need
in
to
now.
Know, I need the data. Do we have a 538
he's
type
the,
of
he's
website
the head,
here?
He's the head chef of Too Many Cooks. Can I say that about you?
Just add in
is
his
there
own
a
right.
Amount of voters?
Now I want to ask to the caller: was there any when you were? Did you watch who made it through the bracket and who didn't? Was there any particular thing that upset you?
Not really. I just think Aqua Teen should have won more.
I love Aqua Teen too.
But you know, some people like Drinky Crow, and they wanted to shout out for it. Sometimes you go against the grain because you know something's going to win. And
yes,
like,
that's the Adult Swim way.
Yeah. Basically, the Ralph Nader of networks.
Caller
maybe that's
chat,
why it kicked Red me out.
Hand says Aqua Teen bridges the bros and the diehards. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, well, you heard it straight
Rick
from our caller.
The old anime school. Old
you think
school,
Rick and Morty's for
folks.
Bros, Matt?
Yeah,
that makes sense. Well, you guys want to take a look at some of the brackets? Our top three brackets. Top
Let's
three best
three.
People.
Yes.
The third place bracket got,
very impressive.
I think, 30 out of 32 right. This was Alfred, who said, shout out to Children's Hospital and Primal, even though they weren't in the bracket competition.
Respect.
Let's Children's see, Hospital because it started that, somewhere else, and Primal because it's not a comedy. Yeah, let's get closer on this. Caller, we're looking at Alfred's bracket. What are the two he got wrong? He sees Rick and Morty being the end goal right here. That's what he sees.
He does see ATHF making it
pretty far.
Pretty far.
They said Tigtone. They got Tigtone wrong. They also got Super Jail wrong. This was the second one they got wrong. Well, do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah. It kind of sucks because it's like Rick and Morty is obviously going to win by a landslide, and this whole situation with Rick and Morty, it's obvious it won because of probably the error. I'm sure that Perfect Hair Forever would have gotten a chance. Which is kind of unfortunate.
I have to agree. Kim Manning also had Eric Andre going all the way, programming chief.
Yeah. I wonder how many of her predictions are right. Well, let's look at the second place from Kian World, who also sees Rick and Morty going all the way. I'm going to rasterize it so I can draw on it. What was the one they got wrong? The one they got wrong. What do you guys think it is?
I'm looking.
They see, what I think is interesting is they see Tender Touch as being the Archie Holler.
Oh.
That's what second place says.
Really?
So, yeah, well, I'll take that.
I wouldn't call that an upset.
Really? Well, I appreciate it.
But Joe Pera beating Robot Chicken, I would say would be an upset.
Yeah, they do see that happening, but with question marks.
And Xavier beating Tim and Eric. I love Xavier.
But you think
neither
it goes...
Well,
this is Bedtime Stories, not Awesome Show.
Oh,
keep
okay.
that in mind.
Doesn't matter.
And then, in fact, Anna S. also sees Tender Touch's winning Archie Holler, which I appreciate. Anna S., so far, 32 out of 32 are top contender.
Wow.
This is the top contending bracket, and they say it goes to Aqua Teen.
I want to just mention that I like that they shortened the name of my show to just Hell instead of the normal YPF. Hell. I like that.
Yeah. Hell.
And yes, we probably will lose to Squids. I'll accept that. That's a great show, which I've also written.
I'm accepting.
None Seriously says people who watch Perfect Hair aren't even on Instagram. Go ahead, ma'am.
So what, are they all like 80, Matt?
Is that a compliment or an insult?
I think it's an insult.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like everyone's on Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. Fart For Me says, hire Anna S. because she got it all right.
We have gifts for participants. So we have to make sure that we have addresses for everybody who has sent in brackets.
Say gifts, like without a T? Like,
yeah. With a T.
We're going to email them some gifts.
We have participation medals. Wait till you see.
So wait, Matt, if somebody got, though, 28 right this time, but got more right in the next round, and then everything Anna did was wrong, for instance, can they still be in the running?
Yeah, they all get medals.
They all get medals. Well, I'm just wondering, like,
participated.
Is it the total amount of correct matchups that affects having the best bracket?
Yes. Ultimately, I think when we get closer to the end, we'll have a better picture of the voting.
I agree, too.
Anything crazy you want to say before we start going with Casper's picks?
Nope. I guess just whoever wins, I hope it's because they deserve it.
So who do you think doesn't deserve it?
I'm kind of going by shows that deserve recognition, so I would say that Rick and Morty doesn't deserve it because of the fact that it already has it. It already has, like, all the popularity you could probably get and more.
So you think it should be Tender Touches?
Honestly, I would say, yeah. Like, any other show that hasn't gotten the recognition definitely deserves it.
Well, thanks for calling, Ash.
Thank you, Ash.
Thanks, no problem.
I want to make sure that people like Drujan know that they get a medal also.
For what? What did they do?
They participated.
Oh, nice. I love it. Hey, you're on the line with the Summer Showdown. We're looking at the medal.
I called to see if you guys got my entry.
Well, you didn't.
I haven't seen it on there.
Well,
and,
did you get all of them right? We only showed the top three.
Oh, no, I probably didn't get them all right because I put Venture Brothers for every single victory.
That doesn't make sense because they're not every single show.
They're like the Duke of this tournament.
But they should be every single show.
No, because honestly, if all you had was Venture Brothers, you'd probably get really sick of it.
I don't know. I mean, have you watched Venture Brothers?
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, but even like, you know, so, when I'm playing a video game I love, I need to stop and masturbate or eat food.
I don't know. I mean, I've been playing Skyrim for like 10 years, so I don't really think you can get too sick of a game.
What is wrong with you? But hey, that's your life, and I'm happy for you.
These are all ingredients of a big salad.
But you've chosen a show to love that comes out every 5 years.
I know. I call literally every week and tell you how much I love Venture Brothers, but I can't help myself.
It's because you want to be our friend, right?
I think that's what it is. I mean, we talked.
She wants to be Venture Brothers' friend.
I haven't been able to stop thinking about giving you all my money.
Well, you'll be the new producer.
Email your address and your name, assummershowdown@gmail.com. We just need addresses, names and addresses. We're not going to keep your data. I'm just going to send you a medal.
Hey, you're on the line with us. We're about to do Casper's picks.
All right. So really quickly, I just want to give a bold hot take here. I think Tim and Eric, awesome show, great job, should not be slept on. I think if it can make it to the final four, then it would just have to go up against Aqua Teen Hunger Force. And then after that, you never know. It could be the sleeper in this entire bracket.
Nice.
I think you make a good point because I think what show it really has created a sort of its own style genre of comedy that's much imitated. Like it's influence. Yeah. It might be. It's arguably there's a lot of influential shows, but it's definitely one of them.
Yeah, I think in terms of...
I mean, Pre-Busy Debrance, is it not influenced by Tim and Eric? Surely. It must be.
Yeah.
You can tell if people start making commercials that look like
Oh my God! Every commercial is influenced by Tim and Eric.
They destroyed commercials. Yeah.
They ruined ads.
But that's very much.
I loved ads.
No, I'd rather ads ruin Tim and Eric. I don't know.
It's very much a David Foster Wallace thing, isn't it? I feel like we've been bringing him up a lot lately, but I feel like he was talking a lot about irony being used in the mainstream media. And I think that Tim and Eric's brand was permeated in that same way, that it's almost ruined it. You know, I can't even watch Tiny Dancing Man anymore. No, I'm just kidding. I think that's a really funny sketch.
It sure
partner
is.
From Boulder says, Tim and Eric has a passionate bass, but no volume.
I argue the show's very loud. Well, caller, what's your big pick other than Awesome Show? Anything else?
Other than that, I even think, you know, I know Venture Brothers, I'm hearing a lot of love from that, but I wouldn't be surprised if Metalocalypse was the one to beat it. And I even think Space Ghost, Coast to Coast, could possibly beat Rick and Morty. I think that has probably the best chance of beating Rick and Morty and stopping it from getting in the Final Four.
All right, let's get into Casper's Kelly's picks.
Thanks for calling.
We got a lot of hard choices ahead. Robot Chicken, Dream Corp, LLC. What do you got?
Okay. Well, first, I need to ask one question to help me triangulate this.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever done your sort of advertising schematics of who watches the streams?
Yes. All older people.
Men.
Old men.
Old men. Okay.
Old ladies.
Well, I mean, these aren't just streams viewers who are voting.
Unrelated, Matt. I have to tell you, I was in England, and I was talking to some people at a bar, and I remember this woman was like, you work at Adult Swim. Have you seen Aussie McGee?
Really?
Arcee?
Arcee.
You should have said Arcee. That would have been better. But I always remember her accent. I can't even do it now. But yes, Aussie McGee in a British accent sounds cool. Mm.
Ahead of its time, what can I tell you?
Yes.
Well, so what are you saying between Dream Corp and Robot Chicken?
I'm going Robot Chicken.
And is that personal choice or just you gaming the system trying to think about who would win?
Is that gaming the system if you're... No, I'm gaming the system,
I'm putting also... I'm putting your guesses in lower opacity as we go through like this.
As you should, because
to
be clear...
people confused.
My predictive ability is horrible. Well, I have never predicted a presidential election, and I always sell stocks before they go up. And I always buy houses before they go down.
Joe
Pera
versus Super Jail.
I think Super Jail's got a big following, but I'm going to go Joe Pera. It's a current show. There's nothing like it. I'm going to go Joe Pera.
Plus,
he's very nice to me on Twitter. And so is Christy, though.
Are current shows more in people's minds? You know, is that why you think it has more of a chance of winning?
Yes.
Because sometimes, a lot of these days, people are really obsessed with older shows. People are watching Friends over and over again, right?
Sopranos.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Again, I don't have my finger on the pulse of anything.
It's okay. I'm not upset.
But I think but I'm going to adjust my strategy based on what you just said, because I think you're cool and you know what's what.
I don't really know. We have Bedtime Stories versus Mr. Pickles.
Okay.
Two different Tim and Eric properties in this part
of
the Western Quadrant.
I remember when I used to work at Adult Swim formerly, I would get the emails, the secret emails of the ratings and the various stats and so on. And Pickles was always up there. Like, it doesn't get acknowledged, but it is it's not like a Rick and Morty heavy hitter, but it's a medium high heavy hitter. So I'm going to go Mr. Pickles, as much as I love Bedtime Stories.
Medium high Mr. Pickle. Interesting.
Medium high, yes.
Xavier versus Beef House. Beef Ooh, House more recent.
Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
What do you like more? Click on one.
I want to work
What do you watch?
I want to work for ABSO and I want to work for PFFR. I need a job, Matt. I have a mortgage.
Okay.
But I will say that, and also I love them both. I am a super fan of Adult Swim. So I know that's not entertaining. But I will say that I'm probably going to go. Tim and Eric has represented a lot on this board. They've done a lot of shows for us. So I'm going to go Xavier because I don't know.
Xavier.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a cult thing. Yeah.
Well, we're not going to go further on this bracket yet. We're going to come loop back around, but this is Casper's picks on this bracket.
When do I get to hear what actually wins?
Not till next week.
Voting starts momentarily, if not already, on adultswim.com Instagram.
And did Kim last week make the same guesses?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Honestly, I've got a life. I can't just memorize Kim's fucking guesses.
I want to know all these. Yes, I want to know everything Kim said. All right.
Max,
so you got Decker, and what is this other image here I'm looking at?
That's Frankenhole, my friend.
Okay. Dino, who's done a lot of show for us, but not recently. What is he busy doing? What is Dino? Traffic in the hipster circles. What is Dino Stamatopoulos up to these days?
His animation company, doesn't he own Starburns Industries? Which
yeah,
makes
so
Rick
he's
and
just
Morty?
counting money.
He's just counting Rick and money.
He's counting Rick and money. So I'm going to go with Decker.
Decker.
It was ahead of the curve on the Trump hatred. And
Decker versus Dracula? Oh, the best.
No one hated Trump before Decker.
I just recently saw Neil Hamburger perform and laugh my ass off.
Isn't that
a
delight?
Oh, my God.
I watched him ruin a lot of people's vacations in Las Vegas once.
This was back before the pandemic. It was like the last week before the pandemic. I went to go see him in L.A. It was awesome.
My college girlfriend saw him at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And we knew who he was through Tim and Eric, but no one else there, I think, did. So,
I've always wanted to go. Did you go to that, too?
No.
I've always wanted to go to that.
That sounds real fun, though. I want to go.
If we're ever allowed to fly again, I'll go to that.
It'll never happen.
Lucy versus C-Lab. Now, Casper, what do you think about this?
I got to go. This is now personal. I do. I love C-Lab. I'm going to go C-Lab. I love Lucy, too. I love Lauren. But he's got all that Bob's Burger. I guess both of these – is this the millionaire bracket? You got Lauren Bouchard and Adam Reed. This is the millionaire bracket right here, but I'm going to go to C-Lab. Are you moving on? My bid isn't working.
No. All it was funny. I got it. These are rich guys.
All right. You're right.
Robert's Burgers and FX. It's all that FX and Fox money. We get it. Oh, my God.
Awesome show, Tyson. I mean, come on.
I hear Tyson's great.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go Tim and Eric – it's just so influential.
Now, my friend, you've got a real problem. You're at a crossroads here.
I got to go. Unfortunately, I'm going to shoot myself in the face and go Squids. Because it's animated. It's been going on for 72 years. It's the longest running animated show of all time. And, yeah.
Well, there's his Southern predictions. Let's go to the East.
Everything about it.
People in chat are asking what our biggest upsets are, Matt. I don't think I've seen any huge upsets for me yet. I mean, I think I like Assy more than Brack, but that's just me. You know, like I don't see that also as a huge upset.
I mean, there's a lot of simple people out there who don't appreciate Assy as being better than Brack, but, you know, what are you going
to
do?
You know, it's subjective. Not a huge upset to me. Now, I love both these shows. Casper, what are you saying to us?
I went to college with the guy that directed Black Dynamite. I'm gonna have to go Aqua Teen.
Of course.
Too many people are predicting that going all the way. Yes.
Yeah.
There's enough said. All right. Brack. Oh, that's tough. I'm probably gonna have to go Boondocks. I fucking love the Brack show. Tough call.
Boondocks, very very relevant all the time. I keep bringing this up
Brack
everywhere.
Show keep... is kind of dispersed amongst a couple of different projects. Hard to focus on the specific Brack show versus the Brack character.
I feel like I see clips from all three of these shows all the time online. Every once in a while, I'll see a Boondocks, a Black Dynamite, or an Aqua Teen. Never see a Brack show clip.
I've never seen a Black Dynamite clip.
You haven't? There are some that I've seen shared a lot. There's like also scenes from the movie. Maybe I just have like more of like a blaxploitation YouTube recommendation algorithm than you, though.
Yep. Because of your Google history, yes. But I'm going to hold on. I think Brack show has sort of that good-natured absurdism. It's sweeter than your Aqua Teens and your C-Labs. I think that's due for a reboot and kind of draft behind the Joe Pera good-natured thing. I think that could be rebooted.
Huh. So Boondocks or Brack?
No, I'm sticking with Boondocks for sure, okay. But I'm just saying.
You're saying it's time for Brack to come back.
I'm going
to
call Kim and tell her it's
Brack
time.
Brack is back.
Yes.
Brack is the new
What is this glowing skull? I don't even know what this is. What is
off
that?
Off the air.
Oh, my God. That's the image for off the air? All right. This one is
Eric
one
Andre
of the most.
In the news, he's got a movie out on Netflix.
Oh, he does? This is one of the most painful ones. Yeah. I'm going to go Eric Andre because that's huge. But off the air is a very special thing. There's nothing like it, and it's amazing. It's great.
Home movie.
But it's got to be more cult than Eric Andre. Eric Andre's cult, but off the air is slightly smaller cult, but it's amazing.
Home movies versus Laser Wolf.
I've only seen the Laser Wolf pilot, which I've enjoyed. This is a crapshoot for me. I'm just going to go home movies. If you said the audience is the voters are older, or your viewers are older, not the voters. So we'll try home movies.
I do think people really like home movies. I don't think this was an upset, but I do think I was unsure who was going to win in these.
Yeah,
Reddit says Eric Andre is hilarious, but a Jackass ripoff. I mean, people have been doing that kind of.
Yeah, Jackass is a Three Stooges ripoff. I mean,
yeah. I mean, it's a tradition.
I don't think that's quite fair.
To call Eric Andre a jackoff ripoff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so at all.
Or a Jackass ripoff.
Well, I mean, there's the whole fake monologue part, the fact that they just film everything for a day and then edit it out of sequence to make it look like a band's reacting to him. Like, that's part of what's awesome about the show.
Yes.
So when they cut to, like, the guy behind the camera who wasn't there when he was shitting on the desk.
Max, excuse me, Tender Touches or Archie Holler?
Ugh.
Get this over with. Come on.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm gonna have to go.
It's awkward.
Tender Touches.
No, you don't have to.
Because I want to. Because Max, you're my friend, and I think I'm in love with you.
Going all
the
way.
God. Casper,
I want you to
really
move
sweet.
It all the way. And I love Dave Bonowitz. He and I have spent many an hour in an edit suite together.
You mean
I love Patton Oswalt too, but I gotta go.
You mean Griffin
right
McElroy?
There.
Metal Venture staring you in the face.
Oh yeah, we've only got 7 minutes left. This is bloody. I gotta go Venture, but that is bloody because Metalocalypse could easily have in a different sector could have made it to the final four.
I was very surprised. Neither of these were actually some of our four heavy hitters we were deliberately separating.
Yeah. Look at Tender Touches versus Venture Brothers.
That's
Max.
Dead. That's dead. When we're going back around, that's
I hate to tell you, Max, you are, yes. Remove All Dave right. Bonowitz immediately.
Let's do a speed round.
Okay, I'm going to go Space Ghost. You got to go Space Ghost.
Yeah, I have to say. Because
Dino doesn't need more money. He doesn't need it.
Going through this, I don't think there's been any crazy upsets for me in the first actual votings.
Rick and Morty?
Yes. That's yes.
All righty, Casper. It's time for the speed round. We're going around back again. Robot versus Joe Pera.
Joe.
Joe beats Robot in a big upset.
That's wrong. Wow. I don't know why I said that.
Pickles versus Xavier.
Yeah, let me go back to Robot. Surely Robot will beat
you. Oh, I like forcing you, but it's okay. It makes sense.
Yeah, I will stick to it from now on.
I like to.
Hey, voting is up. AdultSwim.com, Instagram.
Decker, C-Lab. I'll go C-Lab.
C-Lab over Decker. Interesting. Yeah, awesome show versus Squids. This one.
Oh, that's
this
painful.
This is super tough.
I might go. I'm actually going to go. Ah, shit. Squids. Fuck it.
Squids.
That's tough. These are tough. Aqua Teen
over Boondocks.
That's tough, too.
I think Squids has a good thing where there are a bunch of people who watch that show who don't know it's making fun of them.
Yes.
And are somehow
a lot of our shows are that way.
Empowered by early Kyler for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people feel that way about Carl. Eric Andre.
Eric Andre beating Home
Movies.
Over
Home Movies. All right.
I could see Home Movies winning that, interestingly enough. I could also... Not really, but I could see this being like, I could see Boondocks in the 30% or the 40%.
I have a request.
I mean? Yes.
If less than half of my predictions are right, I would like a medal of some sort.
Okay.
I would like a participant medal.
Tender Touches versus Venture Brothers. I know what you're saying. It's Archie Holler. Just kidding. You already said that, and right
yes,
here, Space
yes.
Ghost versus Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty it is, yes.
Now we're on to the last ones. You ready for this?
Yes.
Robot Chicken versus Pickles.
Robot Chicken.
C-Lab versus Squids.
Ooh, Squids.
Aqua Teen versus Eric Andre. This one I could see being very close. This
I'm going to say Aqua Teen.
This is, I think that's the closest quadrant, though.
I think you're right.
Being a huge Eric Andre fan ship.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Ooh, that sucks. They're in the same, what is that called? Quadrant? What is that? Quarter?
Yeah, quadrant.
Segment? I don't know from sports.
Quindle.
For a long time, I thought it was top seeded instead of top seeded.
It's actually
Rick and Morty.
This is the top Quincy.
The top Quincy.
There are four Quincys going on. Robot Chicken versus right. Rick and Morty.
Ooh. Wow.
Rick and Morty's going to beat Robot Chicken. Aqua Teen is going to beat Squids. That's the Dave Willis bracket.
Aqua Teen versus Rick and Morty. Casper Kelly.
I think it's going to be Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty is just a force you can't fool
wow.
with.
Wow. Look at that. Look at
my
that.
Mom, it's like, not literally, but my mom watches Rick and Morty.
Wow. Well, let's look at what Anna said. Anna's was similar to yours, Squids, Aqua Teen, and Rick and Morty. Even
she fell
similar.
Apart a little bit on that Western bracket.
She
went Para, which there's a good argument to be made for Para.
It would be interesting if Para beats Robot Chicken. I would hope even the creators of Robot Chicken would be like, I'm okay with, you know, we've had a large place in the sun. Let's let Joe Para win this part of the bracket.
That's fair. Who do you think's going to take it all, Maxwell?
Maxime? Honestly, for some reason, I think it might be Aqua Teen.
Well, you said the retro is rising, so I think you got a good argument.
People like
Max,
saying,
I agree with you. I think Aqua Teen's got the
I think there are more people
fan.
Who are fans yep. of Rick and Morty who get annoyed at it because people like it so much than there
yes.
are Aqua Teen fans who are annoyed at Aqua Teen.
And our viewers are going to want to go against the grain, against mm-hmm. the mainstream. Yep, yep.
If Tender Touches can beat the Jellies, I think Aqua Teen can win.
Nobody's annoyed at Aqua Teen.
Nobody is.
Could Tender Touches go all the way, though?
No.
Potentially.
Could be an upset somewhere.
I mean, as Lazo said, it's too smart. You know, he always said to me, it's so much smarter than Assy and Your Pretty Face, which were for stupid people. He always said, don't tell anyone, he told me. I put him on TV as a prank.
But see, the thing is, there's so many stupid people in the world that
I don't know why he said audience. Tender Touches is for smart people. I still don't get that.
But he had a good way of
making
of
you feel smart.
Letting you down easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Making you feel like it was a compliment.
You into oblivion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Complimenting me.
Too smart to live anymore.
That's my memoir, Complimented into Oblivion, My Adventures in Hollywood.
Casper Kelly, thanks for coming on the Adult Swim Summer Showdown.
Thank you, guys. And thank you for hiring me as your third host, and I'll see you guys next week.
The Happening.
Did you like The Happening?
I love The Happening. What's now, the next one? The Quartering?
I think it's, what did I say? The Quinceañera? I don't know.
Yeah, The Quinceañera, I think, next.
Casper, excellent. Anything we can see of yours coming out anytime soon? We never do plugs on this thing.
Yeah, you want to promote something?
You have any plugs?
I'm going to plug an old thing. I wrote a book of short stories on Amazon.
Yes. Just
look at Casper Kelly. And one of them may become a show on Netflix, weirdly. It got optioned. So we shall see.
I'm going to drop a link to it in the chat.
That's called More Stories about Spaceships and Cancer.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Come on, man. I got to do
gosh.
My homework here.
Yes, but I got
this.
A lot of stuff cooking. We'll see.
Ding dongs, if you're in the chat, buy this book.
And give it a try.
I put it up there. Try it. Try a couple stories. You don't have to read the whole thing, right? That's what short stories are.
Yeah, jump around. Just what you're interested in.
Leave a review on Amazon that says, too many pages.
Thank you, Casper Kelly. We'll be back at 10 o'clock next Monday.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, everybody. Hope you all win with your brackets.
Join us live next Monday at 10 Eastern on AdultSwim.com or the app. Subscribe to the Adult Swim Podcast and write us, AdultSwimPodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks to Christina Loringer for producing this episode. We'll see you Monday at 10 for the results of The Halfening.